going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, my brother. Had a very positive experience this morning.
Yeah.
With a one with an old time adversary. The VA hospital.
Old time adversary.
Yeah. That shit was horrible, bro. It was just atmosphere is messed up. But I went to one of the little outside clinics. And it was wonderful, man. The guys ordered me everything.
That's good, man. VA stepping it up.
For real. It was real. I'm talking about the call, and I missed his call the first time. He left a message. Hey, this is Dr. So-and-so. You know, I'm just trying to get you set up over here at the VA. You know, save my number because I'm going to call you back in 10 minutes. It could have been, oh, he missed his call. Move on to the next. 10 minutes later, he called me back.
He actually called you back.
Yep.
Damn.
He called me back. I had enough time to go in there and put VA under that number.
Mm-hmm.
Play a quarter and a half of Madden. And phone was ringing.
Damn.
And man, it was, did a little history.
Yeah.
He went over my blood work. He said, man, you're 50 years old. But you haven't ran into none of the 50-year-old diseases.
Yeah.
He said, this is awesome. Your blood work is awesome. The whole thing is I got the thick-ass blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the past steroid use and shit.
Yeah.
But he's like, man, we're going to keep this going. You know what I mean? He was just hyped up, man, all this. And we're going to get the back together. I'm going to order this. We're going to acupuncture, chiropractor, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like the coolest experience.
Well, that's good.
Probably any doctor, not just the VA, but any doctor.
Yeah.
You know, because he was talking sensible. I think it's because he's young. His whole attitude is different. He was like, man, we're going to take these CT scans and the MRIs and we're going to go whatever it tells us. That's how we're going to do it.
Okay.
You know, based on what we see and what you tell us, and that's going to be our approach.
Yeah. That's good, man.
I think so.
You have so many horror stories about dealing with VA.
I mean, because to me, I don't have any medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a big deal.
Yeah.
All that shit would cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, luckily for me, everything that's like really wrong with me, I get disability for.
Yeah.
So I'll be straight.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Well, I hope everybody out there having a good day today. Thanks for listening, coming in, tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely, man. What the weather's like up there? 65, 55?
It's 54, it's 95, man. It's 54 right now. Ain't sunny. It's still a little cloudy, kind of grayish.
Yeah, it's bright and sunny.
Bright and sunny over there, huh? Hot as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool weather, man. Not bad. Getting cold though, man. God damn. I was like earlier today, like, man, I put some pants on, man. Long sleeve shirt. It's getting chilly.
I need to make a trip up there, man.
Man.
I don't know. This cold would be scaring the motherfucker.
It does.
They talking about this winter. Like the motherfuckers do on Game of Thrones.
Oh, winter's coming, yo. Winter's coming, yo.
Winter is coming.
Rona is coming. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I do want to tell people that if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, rate the podcast for us on there.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Do that. We appreciate that. If you're on Anchor, call in sometime, leave a comment or something like that. Or just get in touch with us through IG, Instagram or something. Let us know you're listening. You got topics you want us to discuss, let us know.
Give us an active participation.
Don't be shy.
Don't be scared. Mm-mm, don't be scared.
Man, Cowboys got beat down, man. The Cardinals beat us like they know us, man. They beat us like they know us.
Whooped y'all ass like y'all stole something.
Man, I couldn't believe how
That
bad
was
it was,
crazy.
man. Zeke fumbled twice back to back. That thing just threw everybody off, man.
And they scored each time.
Yeah, they scored both times. 14 points right there. 21 nothing already.
Yeah, they just gave it to him.
Then they just all over Dalton. They were just popping his ass, and he wasn't throwing the ball great either. I don't know what we're going to do in Dallas, man, but it ain't looking good.
I don't know. I mean, Texans lost, but I was more optimistic about their loss than Dallas's loss.
Funny.
They actually played more like a team. Their defense sucks ass.
Yeah.
You know, but the Texans, they were able to score some points. And
yeah, he did. JJ did yeah. good, too.
Yeah, he was just being able to stop them, you know, and JJ can't do the shit by himself. He needs a little bit more help. And that'd be all right.
Yeah.
I hope. If not, we're going to have not one team in Texas doing well. That'll suck.
It's crazy, man. So now. Yeah. So now. Oh, shoot. What is our record? I don't even know what our record is. I think it's like
2-4 or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Funny part is it. We still number one, man. We two and four, and we NFC East. So we 2-4. Philly is in there. Philly is 1-4-1. New York is 1-5, and Washington is 1-5. Yo, we got the hardwood division, yo.
Yeah.
So we number one at 2-4. We still leading the pack. We still make the playoffs. I don't know.
Yeah, Jerry Jones say he ain't happy about that shit either.
Nah.
He said he ain't impressed with no 2-4 lead.
2-4. I can't believe we still number one, man. Unbelievable, but that's
yeah,
all.
I'm like, bitch, that don't mean nothing to me. 2-4 is still 2-4.
Yo,
that's
crazy,
crazy,
man.
Man.
So, I don't know, man. Hopefully we'll figure it out. Call Kaepernick or somebody. I don't know what we're going to do.
Somebody, shit.
I don't know. Meanwhile, the damn Kansas City don't sign Bell. Like, I need more weapons.
Yeah, that was very unfair. It should be like a fucking rule.
I know, man.
Like, too many good motherfuckers rule.
God damn.
He did. Andy Reid doing that old school Belichick bullshit.
Yeah,
catching these guys at the tail end or when they had some turmoil in their career and they're ready to prove themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they just come in acting an ass.
Man, it'll be Kansas City getting tougher and tougher to beat, dude.
I don't know how anybody gonna do it.
Only team I'm thinking they could keep it with them probably Seattle, dude. And nobody talks about Seattle. Seattle like under the radar, but I think Seattle can keep up with them.
Yeah, Seattle. Maybe the Titans.
Maybe Titans. I'm still not convinced with the Titans yet. And no, they winning. But I'm still not convinced with the Titans yet. I think I win a couple more games first. Let me see
you
them play somebody else.
Now, just by looking the way Derrick Henry is performing.
Yeah.
This lockout is all the way to his advantage.
Yeah.
Because the shit that he does to get better and keep in shape,
yeah,
he can do that shit by himself. He lifts a lot of weights.
Yeah.
So that was like he was in the weight room the whole time. Now, if you one of them smaller guys that need all them footwork drills and shit,
yeah,
you had a harder time than he did, obviously, because he picking them motherfuckers up and throwing them down. Why? Why
Henry.
You just got to be so mean, Mr. Henry?
Henry, big boy. He was bad in Alabama, too, boy.
Yeah, motherfuckers ginormous, dude.
Big running back, man. God damn.
Yeah. Can run straight up.
You man hitting him 15 times a game? Shit.
Man, I wouldn't want to do it. He's just running straight up. Like,
yeah,
ain't no bent over, like running straight up, like
mm-hmm.
He's late catching a bus. Motherfuckers hitting him and falling off.
Yep.
He's stiff arming them and breaking their backs and shit.
Yep.
I'm going to call my VA doctor and get them motherfuckers some lidocaine patches.
He's strong, man.
For all them ass bruises he's been giving them niggas.
You know, real strong.
Who that?
Barkley from the Giants running back.
Saquon, yeah.
Dude, yeah. I saw this dude here on the video, man. In the pool, he jumps out of the pool on top of the deck, man. Dude, yeah. That's a power.
That's nothing but power.
You know how hard it is to pull yourself out of the pool, just pulling yourself up? He jumped flat-footed out the water on top of the deck.
Let me tell you how I know it's hard. You know, my kids, my younger two are swimmers, right?
Right.
And I used to go to the latest high school swim meets. And you get some of them kids that can't pull themselves up. Or the water's just up to their waist.
Yeah.
They can't even lift up enough to put their legs on the deck.
Right.
So for somebody to fucking jump from the pool out the water to the deck, oh my God.
Yeah. And the water was a little bit above his waist.
Yeah, that's
insane, dude.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, dude. Some dudes are like, man, the athletes now, man, getting powerful and faster and faster and bigger, dude.
How many of them you think are actually, like, using?
I don't think that many using them. I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I don't think that many using it.
Why not?
I just think things have changed now, man, with fitness, man. Like, it used to be back in the day, it just wasn't it's a popular thing now, man. Like, yeah. Fitness is a thing now. Everybody want to get in shape. Everybody doing these cross-trainer stuff. And they try to keep it real clean and natural, man. Now, I ain't saying that nobody doing it. Maybe somebody. But I think for the most part, most of them are pretty clean.
Yeah, I think. And then, I mean, with the technology, with the supplements.
Yeah.
And the recovery techniques. That's all the steroids is for anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that, oh, you get steroids, you're supposed to look a certain way. It's supposed to work a certain way. Man, that should have just, you're supposed to put it in the work.
Right.
And the steroids help you recoup so you can keep putting in that work.
Yeah.
Ain't no compound in that bitch where you can take it and don't do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This ain't going to magically get strong if you don't use it.
Yeah.
You know, but they got supplements that do damn near an identical thing.
Mm-hmm. Then the techniques, the machines that they have, everything. It's so different than what it was 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think anybody, this is my opinion, at this stage, if they, at this time, or use a steroid, it's kind of like their last ditch effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their body just worn down, and they're just trying to get this one last contract.
Maybe like an older player, maybe.
Right, yeah, older dude. But, hell, even with that, you get to a certain age, you get a low T count, you can get your testosterone back to decent level without doing anything illegal, without popping.
Yeah.
You know, so it just, like you said, it's just different. It really is different.
Yeah.
Because these dudes are training from the time they're like 5 years old. They're already out here doing footwork drills and all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
If you start out that early, be a bad motherfucker. You wake up one day looking like Derrick Henry.
yeah, no shit, man.
Looking like a fucking tree trunk running down the field.
Yeah, I've been watching these videos on YouTube, these high school kids and running routes and shit, receiver and shit. Yeah. Like, nothing like we had when we was young, man.
Right.
And anything we learned was from the street, like street football, hot ball. We learned to do shit like that. But no training like they're doing now.
Nothing like
that. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
I mean, I just think back to the stuff I used to do with my kids from water polo.
Yeah.
That shit. Turn, that's the middle one. That one. Woo.
Yeah.
It was a problem. In the pool. Yeah. And it's all because, so many books, so many different pieces of equipment.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of shit.
Yeah. It's different. Different. So, today's topic, we're going to be talking about religion.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, buddy. This is some serious shit. Religion's serious.
It's
going
to be a problem.
And religion is a powerful thing, dude. Like, it's a powerful word. It's powerful. I even got the definition of it, and I'm going to read it. And even the definition is powerful. Religion, the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods. Now, that's a powerful definition, yo.
Yeah.
Superhuman, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something.
And religion has, it has controlled empires, man, through decades. And there's been times when, you know, back in empire days, way back, and they wouldn't go to war until they talked to the church first, or the church tell them to go to war. Like, church ran everything. Nothing get past the churches.
Don't you think they still run everything?
There we go. Yep.
Yeah.
It is so powerful, man.
This fear.
Yeah.
See, I mean, people don't really break it down the way, if you want to look at something objective versus the information that you've been passed down your whole life.
Yeah.
What people always told you. If you look at the shit objectively, you'll see that fear has been a motivator for a lot of people. And we've been used as a motivator to control the masses for years. Politicians do it and preachers do it. Now, some parents even do it. Think about it. That if you do this, I'm going to beat your ass. Well, that's controlling me from fear.
Yeah.
Because I don't know any kid I grew up with that just wanted an ass whooping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's just a fear. They tell you, if you don't do these things, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
You're going to be on fire.
Yeah.
For all eternity. How, Sway? How in the fuck is that even a real thing?
Right.
My body's gone. That bitch stopped moving. It's done. So, how is this shit a real? I mean, what's burning?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the shit that, it sounds cool. But if you really, like, trying to live your life a certain way,
yeah,
I would say view it as a book of good stories that can help you, you know, curb your behavior or give you a blueprint to live a peaceful and good life. Then, you learn a lot from the stories in there.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Yeah, but if you're taking anything other than just some good stories, I don't know.
So do you believe in God? Do you pray?
No. No, I don't. I mean, I'm going to say, I guess you can call it prayer.
Yeah.
It's not to any, it's me like verbalizing any positive thoughts or hopes that I want, but I don't believe in, I don't believe there's some God hanging over everybody, participating in our daily lives.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Why would he want you to win more than me?
Right.
I mean, I've lived a pretty good life.
Yeah.
So what? I like the fuck holes. They ain't no big deal to me. But I don't think he'll pick, you know what I mean? It's just, why would he pick somebody over me? Or pick me over somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah, I've always had this theory that people always say, well, we have a forgiving God, right? But then yet they tell you if you do something wrong, then you're going to hell.
So who going to forgive?
I feel like if you're a forgiving God, then no matter what I did, if I get up there and maybe, you know, say I'm sorry or whatever, it should be forgotten, and then I should be able to get in to the upper
think about,
room.
Yeah, but think about it like this. So if I go out and rape and murder motherfuckers,
right?
All I gotta do is be like, hey God, I'm sorry.
Right. That's another way to look at it too. Yeah.
I was bored. The fuck you want me to do? It's Friday night when movies closed, so I killed two niggas. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean? How's that? I don't understand.
Yeah. And so many questions.
Yeah.
With that, and people don't ask the questions. I don't know. Like, I just think they just. either they were born taught that, and that just kind of stuck with you when you're born. You taught that, you just kind of go with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hereditary.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you grew up. You grew up in the church. And that's what they always told you. So, yeah, that's what you're gonna go with.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, see, not that I don't believe in it,
mm-hmm.
I have questions about it. So, I don't really believe, but I kind of think something is out there. Like, I pray, and maybe I do it because it makes me feel like I'm doing my part, just in case something is out there, you know, there's a God or something, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I have so many questions, huh. And about the Bible and the way they say things happen, and why haven't we found this and found that, and like we found dinosaurs and things like that, but we never found anything to do with the crosses and the Bibles and all that. You know, found no stuff like that. You know, things like that that raise those questions about it. And
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. And I know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, anybody who's religion and they're a good person, and that's what's helping them become that, that's fine with me. You know, like I see people all the time talking about, well, you know, this person go to prison and they come out, they do their time, they come out very religious, and people kind of clown them, like, oh, you just found God because you went to prison. That's okay. Yeah. If he comes out and be a good citizen, a good person, and he's very religious because of that, that's great. Then you can stay that way. Keep doing your religion. I have an issue with that. Yeah. I mean, and then because I have my questions, doesn't mean that I still can't appreciate that fact that you truly believe in the Bible and everything. I ain't gonna hate you because of that. Especially if you're doing the good, that's making you become the good person that you are, then that's fine.
Yeah, man, if you're using it to better yourself, better your life, and help other people, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. And I think that's what it was meant to do.
Yeah.
But if you're using it as if, because you go to church, you're better than, or your religion is this, you're better than somebody who has a different religion, then to me, that's why. To me, that's the problem.
Yeah.
With organized religion.
Because, man, some of the meanest people are most religious people.
Right.
They rude as people. They mean. Some are prejudiced. Be it they claiming, you know, they love the God, I love God and Bible, but yet they prejudiced. So that don't make no sense to me.
You love God but hate black people.
Like doesn't even add up.
It don't add up because God look closer to them than they do to most white folks.
Right. Yep.
Non-melanated person.
Yeah.
So, you hating the motherfucker that look like the person that you worship?
Yeah.
And I think that pisses a lot of people off, like hardcore racists.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about the fact that man originated in Africa. They won't hear that shit.
Woolly hair.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of here.
No, he had darker skin.
Yeah.
That sun tanned him up.
It's just a division that religion brings about that bothers me. You know?
Yeah.
But the thing about it, you got all these different churches
mm-hmm.
all around your city. Now, if this was a solid theory, or a provable theory, wouldn't you imagine it would be one church? One way to pray, one way to do this, one way to do that?
Right.
Well, instead of these thousands of different versions.
Yeah. And that's the other question, too. Like, you know, you have Catholics, you have, you know, Baptists, but then you have Buddha and all that. They praising their own God. Like, that... Does that mean they're not going to go to that heaven? They go to a different heaven?
Right.
So, there's so many questions.
Is their heaven better than mine?
Yeah.
Because if their heaven is better than mine, I want to go to theirs.
Who got the Hennessy? Yeah, which one got the Hennessy?
I got the Hennessy and the hoes. That's where I want to go. And if that means that my journey takes me in a different direction, well then, all right. But that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think me personally, I think people get too offended when they find out somebody doesn't believe in the whole religious idea.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing what type of person they are. Just because you don't believe in the whole religious structure doesn't make you some type of heathen where you hate people and you don't want to do shit for nobody and fuck the world.
Right. Yeah, you could be not believing it at all and be just the perfect person.
Yeah.
You know, and
bro, I've done more for kids who are in this area than a lot of folks that go to church every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not once did we ever have to discuss whether, you know, I did something because I didn't believe in God or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That shit didn't even come up. Because I'm out, because it shouldn't have to. I do it because it's the right thing to do. I treat people fairly because that's how you're supposed to treat me. I don't need a book or no system to tell me that. I don't want to say nothing to you that I know would hurt me. You know what I mean? Anything. Any tone, words, physical actions, anything. I'm not doing it. Because I wouldn't want you to do it to me.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have to go to church to know that.
Yeah.
Stick to that principle.
And I'm a believer of we are not alone, too. That's another thing, too. Like, I feel like we're not the only planet to have living speeches on it. And that alone throws in a big thing with the Bible.
But don't you think it's to the point where that's not even a question no more?
It shouldn't be. You think it wouldn't be? People still believe in that shit, though.
I'm like, man, how could you not? That's willful ignorance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't see that.
I mean, like,
these people already told you.
Yeah.
That shit that they actually found stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, man, hell yeah.
So that right there.
Too arrogant.
That throws a hole in the religion.
Yeah. And I think that's why they want to keep that.
Oh, yeah. Because when that day happens, whenever it happens, it's going to fuck up everybody. Especially if people believe in religion, they'd be like, what the fuck? Who created those people?
Why? What God did that?
Yeah.
Or why has God forsaken us?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, I think people should focus on more important issues.
Yeah.
And just work hard to be good to each other.
Yeah, that's what you should, that's basically boiled down to. I mean, like I said, I even though I still do it, I still pray at night. Asking for stuff, trying to help people, but you know, I do it because, like I said, I do it because I don't know. I do it because I feel like if I don't, then something bad might happen, or something good could happen, or you know, I just do it. Just feel. It makes me feel okay. It makes me feel good by doing it. Who I'm speaking to?
That's my whole thing, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the whole thing is supposed to be done to bring you peace.
Yeah.
Right? So if it brings me peace, it shouldn't make a difference to you whether it does or it doesn't.
Yeah.
You got to find what brings you peace.
I used to be... Go ahead.
I tell my kids, man, I never preach to them about... You know, believing in God is stupid. As always, man, if you find it and it's something that makes you feel good, then go with it. I said, but I'm going to tell you right now, you come around me with that bullshit, talking to me more like it's more than just some stories, then I ain't got no conversation for you.
Yeah.
But if it's for you and it makes you good, I ain't going to judge you. I ain't going to say nothing to you.
Yeah.
You know? And they've all tried their hand, and they've all come to their own conclusion.
Yeah.
Bunch of good stories.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to be more religious, I think, because I went to church when I was younger. But then I had some experiences that kind of made me feel like that it was all true. And what happened to me is that we never had a car. We never had a car out since I was at home. So everywhere I had to go, I had to walk to school all the time. Wasn't no school bus taking me. You walk to school. If you're lucky, you get a ride when your friends who parents do have a car. But that was very, very rare. So there was times where I had to walk to school and it was raining. I mean, raining hard, man. And I used to pray. I used to ask God, please stop, make it stop raining. Because I ain't with the school all soaking wet and shit, right?
Yeah.
And there's been times, man, when I've done that, and I go out, I start walking to school and it's raining. And probably within 10, 15 minutes, it stopped raining, dude. And then I would get to school, man. And like 15, 20 minutes later, it started raining again. And this happened to me like so many times, man. I'm like, man, it's just a weird coincidence or somebody's looking out for me or something. Yeah. But the way it happened, it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
So at that point, I had that real, like, a lot of faith. I was believing in it. But then I kind of lost faith when my brother passed away. Because he was sick. He got sick out of nowhere. You know, he took his mother-in-law to the doctor one day. He was waiting in the waiting room for her to come out. She came out from her exam. He slumped over in a chair in the hospital. They don't know what happened. They ran every test possible. Anthrax, everything. Never found out what happened. He passed away. But before that happened, and he was in the hospital, I begged God. I said, man, don't let him die, man. He got 4 kids. Don't do it. My brother. And he still passed away. At that point, I was pissed. I lost that faith.
I understand. That's the whole thing, man. Yeah. It's like, when do you hold on and when do you let go?
Yeah.
You know, for me, you know, it's like, you pray, sometimes it'll make the rain stop and it happens. Cool. But if I broke my goddamn foot playing football in the churchyard.
Yeah.
Next day I woke up, my foot swole, toe purple. My auntie told me how to go to school anyway. Ain't nothing wrong with your foot. You need to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, with my broken foot barely fitting in my shoe, I walked from my grandma's house across the churchyard, Finnegan Park, to Nike Henderson in the fucking rain, dragging my goddamn foot.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Doing the same shit that you did.
Yeah.
Begging God to make the pain stop and the rain stop. Neither one of them motherfuckers.
Neither one happened.
Neither one happened.
That's crazy, so, man.
But then, when I first got married, you know, shit be hard. Money, you sitting there trying to figure out how I'm going to get money for this and that. The next thing you know, motherfucker owed you some money. Pop up. Shit like that start happening on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Now you believe in it again.
They said God fight away.
You know what I mean? It's like, man, come on.
Yeah.
It's like you making excuses for everything. Them motherfuckers owed you that money anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I got some back pay from my from the VA.
Right.
They owe me that fucking money.
Right.
God didn't say they need to audit them records and see if they graded your disability correctly.
Yeah.
No, the computer did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They looked at it like, oh shit, we fucked this up. So we can go back all the way to 2016 and pay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. For me, instead of going down that rabbit hole of making excuses when things are good and why things are bad, I just try to put more belief in myself.
Yeah.
And the people that in my life and not do anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I man.
Everybody got their little things.
Yeah, they do, man. They do. And like we said, if it makes you a good person, then, you know, be religious, man. Do what you believe in. It makes you a good person. But it doesn't make you a bad person for not believing in it either.
Definitely shouldn't be all judgmental.
Yeah.
Anybody that's not, man.
Yeah.
If that's not what they do, it's just not what they do. You think all them radical ass Trump people Think they don't go to church? They go to church.
So.
All them crazy ass liberal extremists, because it's some of them motherfuckers too.
Yeah.
They go to church.
Super religious. They claim to be.
Super religious. Claim to be.
But hate people.
How?
I don't
That's
get
what
it.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
How, bro? How can you tell me you got a relationship with somebody that loves you unconditionally?
Yeah.
Soothes your pain.
Yep.
Is your comfort. But you hate somebody else. Why would you do that? So,
yeah, see, people like that
cares about people that look like you.
Yeah, people like that make religion look bad. In my eyes.
Slavery was done in the name of religion.
Say what?
So from slavery.
Hmm.
That shit was done. But religion was used to keep slaves in line. Had them thinking that this is what God wanted them to be going through. And if they couldn't handle it, God would have never gave it to them. What? He won't give you no burden you can't carry. You got a bad back, God.
God ain't making me carry this cotton. Shit.
You know what I mean? A whole lot of shit I can't carry depending on what day it is. And I ain't fucking picking up cotton, no fruit, nothing. You know what I mean? So you ain't gonna tell me this is what God wanted me to do. But that's how the game was ran. And that's how it's run now.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I saw a video.
Cheeto?
Who?
Huh?
Who's that?
Cheeto.
Oh,
Cheeto
yeah.
Cheeto Jesus?
Yeah.
He took a picture with an upside down Bible. I'm pretty sure that's like a warlock spell or something. And then nobody even say shit. That motherfucker just hexed the whole goddamn protest.
A warlock spell.
Didn't nobody even notice.
Yo. I saw this video the other day, man. This church dude, this black dude, this church, man, yo. He was making them girls come in, man. He was like giving them prayers. But then he'll make them take their pants off and he'll shave them. Yeah, man, he would shave each one of them. He'd come up there, they'd pray, and then he'd shave them down there, yo. I don't know what kind of religion it was, dude, but it was just, we were just lining up for it, dude. Like, what kind of religion he's doing? If you ever get,
I want to be a part of that.
You ever get a chance, dude, go YouTube someone, look it up, man. Pastor shaving girls or something. They come up, man. But I just couldn't believe it, man. But that's just how powerful religion is, man. In the wrong hands, it can be dangerous. In the wrong hands, it can be dangerous.
It can be very dangerous.
That's scary, dude.
And people, I mean, they just, oh my God.
Yep.
They go all in. Yep. They're not just going to go to church, man. They're going to go to Bible study. Choir rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Youth ministry.
Yeah.
Even though they're 67. I mean, yeah. They're trying to OD on it.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it's like, man, I understand the desire to do that. Show love to somebody you think is responsible for your well-being. But that shouldn't come at the expense of somebody who doesn't. If I don't see it the same way, you shouldn't be rooting against me or mad at me.
Yeah. So, overall, if you're religion, be religious, be a good person, don't use for bad. If you're not religion, it doesn't make you a bad person if you're not believing either. You have your own thoughts, whatever, as long as you're a good person. That's pretty much what it boils down to.
Be a good person.
Yeah. Just be a good person.
I think that's what that was created for. You know, the Bible and all those stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it got in the hands of the wrong people, like you said, it was turned into a weapon.
Yeah.
And I think if it would never turn into a weapon, then things would be a lot different. The way we view religion and all the different churches and all that.
Yeah.
You know, because I think during that time, everybody was trying to make that book fit their agenda.
Oh, yeah.
You know? If you believe in slave ownership, then you're going to find some passages in there that's going to support your theory of why having a slave is okay.
You seen Book of Eli, right?
Yeah.
That's a good movie, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it right there.
That dude wanted that book. He wanted that book for power, yo.
Exactly. He knew the power that book had.
Mm-hmm.
To a bunch of people who don't know no better.
Yep.
You know? And that's the part that a lot of people didn't see about that movie.
Yeah.
Is what he was talking about. That book is in the hands of the wrong person.
Yep.
And folks who with no knowledge and no resources to check what you're saying, it could be a hell of a weapon.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good movie, man.
You know, because none of them motherfuckers read.
No. Except for him, right? He was the only one.
And the one
he took the book to.
Yeah.
Well, he had a book, but the one he memorized and gave all the information to. But yeah, the other dude, none of them people can read. Except for him. That's why he wanted it.
Yeah, that could shit like that, man. But I think that's just an example of how shit is in real life, I think.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers get hold of that book. They find a talent in translating it and making it into a powerful translation.
Mm-hmm.
Make people's mood. And I hear $1 million preacher.
Yep.
I got multiple churches, helicopter services on the same day, cross side town.
Crazy. Making mad money. Living large.
Man, church be so big, you bought a whole compact center. Where professional basketball teams used to play.
Yeah.
And make it your church.
Yep.
Yeah. By simultaneously not giving a fuck about your city.
Mm-mm.
Motherfucker flood, you lock your doors. Oh, we closed. What? They had the shameless motherfucking to open them doors.
I saw that shit. That shit crazy, yo.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, if you just look at shit like that, I don't think that's what the book was created to do.
Right. People like that give a bad name to religion, man.
I just don't believe.
Yep.
Now, if you got a preacher in a small neighborhood, taking care of his whole neighborhood, all the old folks well taken care of, ain't no trash dumping in the neighborhood. You know, the church is a place where everybody know you can get some help. And those places are cool. But if you're in a church where they got their own credit card and shit,
got their own credit card, damn. That's crazy. Tell them machine you're sitting in about a pew. Yeah. About a pew.
When you got your Mount Kareem MasterCard.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
But it's too much. The pastor got a helicopter and a Bentley. No, ain't gonna.
You riding in a Beetle, a Volkswagen Bug?
Yeah. Nah, he need to be in a regular car, in a regular house. But the whole neighborhood needs to shine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, I think that's, I don't know it's wrong, but I'm just looking at it from the attitude I had when I did my nonprofit. I could have set it up to where I could have actually had a salary, you know, all these different things.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have much left over for the kids.
Yeah.
But I took the opposite approach. I came in my own pocket for a lot of shit. And anytime I got money, I bought the kids stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, they needed shirts and shorts for the summer. I got around it by putting my nonprofit names on it.
Yeah.
They wanted it. They loved it. You know, I didn't have any issues because it's advertising.
Yeah.
So I advertised it. Put clothes on the back of a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's a lot of churches should be doing, man. Do more like that.
I bought groceries for folks, all kind of shit, man.
Yeah.
I had a kid working out. He was a stud, too. Man, he ain't playing no sports. He's a real smart kid. And he was just dragging ass. So I said, man, what's going on? What's wrong? Oh, I'm not the coach. Oh. And he was getting kind of snappy with me, which is not his personality. So I put him to the side, man, and he's like, well, I'm just really hungry. I'm like, man, why don't you get something to eat? But, you know, it's getting close to the end of the month. Food stamps ran out. We don't have much food. So he was letting his little sister, his two little sisters eat. Well, he just take a little bit. So, shit. Cut that workout short. Went down the street to Food Town. Got him some food.
Yeah. Yeah, man, boy, these churches need to do that kind of stuff, man. To the body, like you said, Bentley's and shit. Streets, yeah.
That's the whole thing. You got to be out there in the streets, active, one-on-one with these kids.
Yeah.
Or these families. You can't do it from inside the house.
Yeah.
I had access because I was out there with them.
Yeah.
Man.
So.
Parents calling me.
Mm-hmm.
So-and-so that ran away. Can you come help me find him? Yeah, we riding around. Katie, it was raining, cold outside. Chasing a motherfucker, jumping over fences and backyards.
Hmm.
Just goofy shit.
Yeah.
And the whole time, his dumb ass running. He running away, but trying to get back home.
Yeah.
Because he got all lost and confused. Now he's panicking. And he's just running. Mom trying to track the phone. He's zigzagging all across the fucking county. Not because he's trying to get away, because he got panicked and don't know how to get home.
Yeah.
So my goofy ass out there, Coach Kelly, go help me find him. That's the kind of shit I did.
Yeah.
All while not believing in organized religion.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Well.
Say so myself.
Well, that's our thoughts on religion.
Yeah.
So, any final words on that?
Nah, man, that's it, man.
That's it.
People just need to understand, that's just our opinion.
Yep.
We ain't going to judge you for yours, and don't judge us for ours.
Yeah, we just tell you how we feel about it. All right, man, I think that's it, man. You want to take us home?
Oh, for sure, man. This is part of the show, man. I want to thank you for listening to the Chewing the Fat podcast. If you made it this far, we'll take it that you enjoyed the show. And in return, we would love it if you would leave us some feedback. So wherever you listen to the podcast, go find us, subscribe, and make us your favorite. Until the next episode, be safe, forgive quickly, love hard, and live happy. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.